This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Berthold area producer Mason Lautenschlager. And Mason, you run a couple hundred head of various registered bulls and cattle. And fencing is not just vital, but has become an area of expertise for you. Give us your background on that.
That's right. I started out when my dad got out of cattle, running a few cattle, needed something to kind of supplement it and get my way back into it. So started running a custom fencing business when I was, I think, 16 years old. Did that the rest of the way through high school, through college, several years after that. And even after I started a different full-time job, I continued to do some custom fencing. And then when my wife and I kind of got more into operating stuff ourselves, we needed to refence a lot of the acreage that we were running on.
Talk more about fencing and Mason's expertise when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers offer over 2,200 acres of cropland, pasture land, and hunting land coming up on the auction calendar across the upper Midwest, including Wells, Rolette, Walsh, Trail, Emmons, and Burley counties in North Dakota, and 315 acres of premier grazing and hunting land on the outskirts of Glendive, Montana. Whether you're looking for productive cropland, quality pasture, or recreational ground, Pfeiffer's has the property for you. Don't miss these outstanding opportunities. For more information and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
See Joe Coy live.
It feels good to laugh. That's why I tell people, laugh. It's free. Not tonight.
Jump on the fun bus leaving Minot, Stanley, Bismarck, or Williston. Tickets and info at ForeBearsCasino.com.
See Joe Coy live Saturday, June 27th, Four Bears Event Center. Tickets on sale now at ForeBearsCasino.com. Don't miss Joe Coy live at Four Bears Event Center, Saturday, June 27th.
We're with Mason Lautenschlager talking fencing today on Ag Issues. And Mason, you often assist NDSU and others with fencing workshops and solutions, including a recent venue in June near Minot. What's some advice you give to ranchers?
Don't be afraid to be innovative. If you've got a section of fence that's continually giving you problems, there's lots of creative solutions to use to effectively hold cattle now that might be less labor intensive.
With that in mind, are some of these things newer type of ideas or digging into the past a bit or a combination?
Kind of a combination. Electric high tensile fencing is probably the easiest one, and that's been around a while. I know coulee pastures are fairly common around here where there'll be sharp rises and falls, trees in there, and barbed wire can get destroyed by heavy snowfall, where that smooth electric wire tends to hold up to that quite a bit better.
Good stuff, Mason. Thanks for joining us, and that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Peak Nutrition in Minot and Reset Nutrition in Carrington. Protein shakes, energy teas.